And then you're listening to 1690 AM radio in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. The newly created political party, Transition Montreal, is building up their slate of candidates for the upcoming municipal election. Their strategy? Scooping up well-known local figures. The Transition Montreal Party was created by activists across the city to be a more progressive voice. Last month, independent councillor Craig Sauvay stepped up as the party's first leader. Here's Sauvay.
It's a transition away from the two ruling parties who have been in power since 2013 and even before. I think it's a transition where we start looking at some of the core socioeconomic issues that Montrealers are facing. One of the things that for me is going to be important in this campaign and what we want to do is to repoliticize municipal politics. In other words, we understand that, yes, picking up the garbage is important and we have to do, dealing with residual waste is important. Parks are important. Infrastructure development is important. But the big questions too, in terms of economic inequality, social inequality, human rights, these have to have a place in this municipal election.
Transition Montreal has now announced 7 candidates on their slate and are expecting to run candidates in all 19 boroughs of the city. Transition Montreal has been scooping up popular local figures. In Côte-des-Neiges NDG, poet and children's author Carol Ann Hoyt is the candidate. In Point St. Charles, Griffintown, Tom Seawright is running, also known as Montreal Expert, an influencer with almost 70,000 followers on Instagram. The most recent addition to this team comes from St. Jacques. Business owner and outspoken influencer Sergio Da Silva is running. Da Silva is known for his pro-music and nightlife and anti-noise complaint positions. Here is Da Silva.
My biggest issue, and has been for a while, is that the city, regardless of what the city says, even if they, was the perfect situation for everybody involved, they're also not working with the province.
More candidates are expected to be announced in the coming days. Candidates from Transition will face off against full slates from Projet Montréal and Ensemble Montréal on Election Day, November 2nd. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
the best new music from around the globe with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
All right, here we are. CJLO 1690, it's the Electric Messiah Radio Hour.
We're back.
I'm your host, Chuck.
I'm Jay. Aldo.
And Jay. Hey guys. So we started the show with Gun Toy. Did I pronounce that properly?
Gun Toy.
I don't think anybody knows.
No, everyone knows. Gun Toy. I saw them on Friday at Turbo House. Awesome. Just a great show. These guys are great. From Rouen, Noranda, the capital of arsenic. That's true.
Do you have time to tell that story?
Yeah. what else did I see at that show? The second song we played was Satan. How do you pronounce that?
Satan.
Yeah. And where are they from?
I think from Mexico City. Yeah. From Satellite.
Yeah. And they were also at that show. Great band. There was three of them there, but I know that there's more than three members in that band, and they still killed it. Yeah.
How come the other guy?
There was an issue at the border.
Of course.
Yeah, no shit.
I can imagine that.
Jetson played. That was great. Anyway, all around good show that day. So Turbo House. Speaking of Turbo House, someone's going to be the mayor of the world.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And, I really hope so. You guys got to go vote.
Yeah. So what's up, guys?
So, what are we doing tonight?
We don't have any interview tonight. It's weird. We've been doing interviews for all of the shows for so long recently, and we barely had time to play any music.
There's like a big weight off my chest because we can actually play some music now.
Yeah.
This show really needs to be 2 hours because you want to do a mini deep dive with a band.
Exactly. Yeah.
You get into a conversation, you run out of time.
Well, we should stop doing the full hour and maybe do half an hour, but we get
how?
It's but impossible. I know, I understand. You know what? We'll get the 2 hours.
Two hours. Right, Cam? We need 2 hours.
2 hours.
Two hours. Two hours.
All right. So I saw those bands on Friday. Then Saturday I went to Piranha Bar.
How was that?
First band was great. We
was it upstairs or downstairs?
It was downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, there was nobody there. I was there for two bands, and then a childhood friend called me from Alberta, so I hadn't seen him in like 18 years, and then we went to a cigar lounge. That was fun. That was actually, I hate cigars. Anyway.
There's a really good show happening at Piranha on...
Where?
In September. Piranha.
Yeah.
Black metal band called Groza.
Groza. Is that the... Groza. Wait, you say that's this weekend?
No, September.
Oh.
September 17th.
Okay. What is this weekend? Give me the paper. I know... I know that this weekend, Object of Loathing is playing. I don't know where they're playing. I should have got that together before I came here. With Woom or Vavoom.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I want to check that out. Actually, I got tickets to Lasso. Woo-hoo! Just kidding. Not kidding. All right, let's play this. This is Obelisk. What's the song?
Architect of Suffering.
Architecture of Suffering from the EP The Architecture of Suffering on CGLO 1690.
Thank you.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Guys,
we are back.
We are back. That was Obelisk from The Architecture of Suffering. They'll be back sometime before the end of the year with new music, and they'll come on the show and we'll talk about all of that.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Yeah, they were really good live. They had structure and meaning, and I felt like I was actually seeing something, as opposed to the band that played right after them, which was all screaming. I described it like they had all the ingredients for a soup, but they just didn't know how to make soup. I won't name the band. I'm not throwing them under the bus.
Well, I break it down even simpler than that. It's my foot was tapping. If my head was nodding and my foot was tapping, and yeah. I'm only half...
No. Obelisk, good band. I'm saying the band that played after them at the show that I saw.
Yeah.
My foot was...
If not top.
My foot walked out the door, actually, followed by my other foot.
If my head is nodding and I'm fucking playing air... No swear words. If I'm rocking out and I'm right away and there's good hooks per square meter, I'm good.
Yeah. All right, so I saw Obelisk on Saturday. I saw the first two bands on Friday. On Sunday,
where was Obelisk?
Oh, at Piranha.
Was at Piranha?
Or as Aldo says it,
Piranha.
Yeah. So then Sunday, what did we do, Jason?
We had a festival at the
at a place in a parking lot.
At the Trackside, at Trackside location. It was quite fun. The crowd was good. We had. We had wrestling in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh my God, that was
in the middle of
fun.
A heat wave, which was so weird and so fun.
I missed it.
Yeah. I don't even follow wrestling. Just the atmosphere was so fun.
Yeah. There was kids. There was...
And then when the sun went down just the right time, the band started. We were supposed to play, but our singer is in Winnipeg. He couldn't make it. And there was Killotine.
That's right. We had...
Motorwolf.
Yeah.
And the guys, are we about to play? Or we already played Post Lovin', right?
No. We're going to play it now.
We're about to play it now.
Yeah. This is a band called Post Lovin' with the song Guided by the Flame. They're a thrash speed metal band, and they played Sunday.
They were supposed to go on before us, and then we had to pull out last minute.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good that you pulled out last minute.
You know, no babies.
All right. This is Post Lovin', Guided by the Flame on CJLO 1690, the Electric Messiah Radio Show.
Let's go!
Yeah, CJLO 1690 AM.
We are back.
Electric Messiah Radio. Radio.
You're doing the Max Headroom?
Radio.
It's an 80s reference.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, Saturday, August 16th, Feartalizer will be playing with Fight on Sight, Patent, and Cold Minded at 3 p.m. Where is that? Boise Steinberg. Is that how you pronounce that? It's $20, pay what you can. Or pay what you can. There you go, Sam. August 16th. When is that? Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. That's Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. That's two shows on Saturday I just talked about. All right. So you just heard Post Lovin'. The song was Guided by the Flame, which was dope.
That, I'm off on Saturday.
You like that? Are you off Saturday?
Yeah.
You want to go to some shows?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
No more 18-hour days?
No. It's done. I'm back.
How happy are you? Yeah.
I'm back, guys.
After Post Lovin', we played Iron Soul by Motorwolf off of, well, I guess it's a single. And then after that, we played Glued Mouth with the single Collateral Bat to the Face. Great name for a song. that's Anthony and Rod. I saw them at the Bonginator show.
Yeah, and Anthony plays bass for us.
And Anthony plays bass and Dumbass. That's correct. That's right. Anthony's a good guy. I like that guy. I asked them who we should play. They said Gun Tway, so we played that from the beginning. At that show, when was that show? Monday, I saw Chris the Frog, a.k.a. Sewer Spewer. If you guys need any concert listings, check out Sewer Spewer on all social media. And they'll give you shows, like five shows for every single day of the week for the rest of your life.
He's the man in Montreal.
Yeah. They are that.
Beautiful voice as well.
Yeah.
What a voice.
Still got ads playing on this radio station from when they worked here. All right.
Bonginator.
Bonginator. But wait, let's just...
to be confused with Bongzilla.
No, definitely not to be confused with Bongzilla.
But these kids are fun.
Yeah, Bonginator are from Boston. They have a new album coming out October 24th called Retro Death. That's it. Let's just play the song. This is...
Go for it.
This sick title, though.
Yeah, what's the song?
All Cops Are Biomex.
On CJLO 1690.
The enforcement droid, Sirius 209, is a self-sufficient law enforcement robot. 209 is currently programmed for urban pacification, but that is only the beginning.
RoboCop, who is he? What is he? Where does he come from? He is OCP's newest soldier in their revolutionary crime management program.
There's a new guy in town. His name is RoboCop.
You are under arrest. Stay out of trouble. He's a cop killer. Serve the public trust. Protect the innocent.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
And we're back. Turn on these. There we go. Whoa. What the hell's going on there?
I think it was a mouse.
Yeah.
Ghost in the system.
Ghost in the system.
Hell on Earth. This is
That movie was great.
Did you see this movie?
Oh yeah.
I didn't see it.
No?
No. Long
really
Legs?
Good, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
Come on, you gotta watch it.
I'm gonna fall asleep to this tonight and wake up in terror.
I mean, everyone said it's super scary.
Promise to tell me the nightmares you have.
It's a very good movie, but it's not like crazy.
It's called
scary.
What? What'd you say?
I said promise to tell me your nightmares.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. So we're gonna get into some more music here before the end of the show. We're going to play up next Squid Pisser.
What a great name.
It's a great name. The song is Vaporize a Neighbor.
Squid Pisser.
Squid Pisser, yeah. They played After Bonginator.
Oh, that was an honest reaction, I got to tell you.
Yeah, no, it's a good name. And the singer is in multiple bands. He's in one of them is Gwar.
No way.
Yeah, which is probably why in Squid Pisser they all wear masks.
Hence the name,
and
right?
Spray people name, with liquids, yeah. Let's do it. This is Vaporize a Neighbor on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. Yeah. All right. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm your host, Chuck.
I'm Aldo Loud.
And I'm Jay.
And we're just going to leave it there. We're going to play God of Black Blood by who, Aldo?
Black Brain, my favorite.
Yeah, from the Adirondack Mountains.
New this album just came out last week. Please
Black,
check it out.
Black Braid 3, and they'll be coming to Petite Cafe Campus.
October 1st.
Is it Cafe or Petite?
Cafe.
Yeah.
Adirondack, is that where you go snowboarding?
It's not where I go snowboarding. I go snowboarding on PlayStation.
Or the bathroom.
Yeah. What? All right, enough of that. Here's Black Braid, CJLO. We'll see you next week, guys. Have a good one.